O Lord God of hosts, O Lord Most High, how your people are in anguish, and your city, City of Jerusalem, is in captivity. Oh, the walls have been destroyed, and your people weep before you. And I hear in Egypt with a struggling remnant, not where I long to be. I want to be in your city, Zion, with your people, my people, your chosen race, to walk before you in righteousness. But here we are, scattered about in destruction. Oh, Lord God, show mercy on your people. Restore us to you, O Lord, that we may be restored. Oh, Father, you are righteous in all your dealings. Your judgment is true. You are faithful in your word. Now remember your people who are in captivity and your land destroyed. Oh, God, oh, one true living Lord of hosts, God of the universe who created all living things, we bow before you. Sent someone watching me. You, a boy. Boy, you're watching me over there. Who are you? Are you a son of Israel? You are. Oh, good. Come over here. Come over here. Come here. Come by the fire. Come over here. Yeah, sit right here. Sit right there, boy. Yes, sit right there. I want to tell you a story. My story, God's story for me, young boy. Jeremiah is my name, a prophet of God to bring God's message to his people. As a young boy your age, the word of the Lord came to me. And he said, I have appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. I have consecrated you to be a set apart as a prophet. And I said, oh, Lord God, I'm just a boy. I don't know how to speak. I don't know what to say. But he said, I will give you what you need to give to the people what they do not want. They will not hear what you have to say. They will not listen. They will not obey. But you are to say it anyway. You are to proclaim God's truth. No matter. I will give you what to say. And then, boy, because I was young, I needed illustrations. You need illustrations too. You out there need illustrations. So God said to me, he brought me over and he said, what do you see? What do you see? And I said, I see a watching branch. In our language of Hebrew is shached. It's an almond watching, same shached, almond branch. And God said, yes, because I am watching over my word to perform it. You see that? Touch that, boy. God is going to perform everything that he has said. Everything that God has said will come to pass. I have seen it with my eyes, in judgment and in hope. And here, then God said, look again, Jeremiah. And I saw a boiling pot. And God said, see how it's tipping down from the north. This is how judgment will fall upon my people, Judah, on the city, Jerusalem, because of the wickedness, their immorality, their pagan idolatry that has come up before my face. And so judgment will pour out from the north. like boiling, hot, scalding water, tearing down the walls and bringing destruction. And boy, I have seen it with my eyes. This has come to pass because the Babylonians, led by God's plan, they didn't cross the Arabian desert. They came up over the... Oh, my knees are getting old. Boy, I need to sit down. Oh, they came up over the Fertile Crescent along the Euphrates River, and down from the north, they came like locusts, and they devoured us and hauled off God's people into captivity, destroyed the city. Oh, you should have heard the cry, the wails of the children and the women. So much death and destruction. There it was. Just as God had said, so it will come to pass. God is faithful to his word. Boy, will you be faithful to the faithful God? God is faithful. Will you be faithful to him? God said, I'm going to make you a bulwark like a fortress. And my knees were shaking. And I said, but I am young. I don't know what to do. And he said, I will guide you. And you will say every word that I give you. And you will be filled with my strength to speak the words of truth. And so then he called me to go to the temple gates. The temple gates, and he said, declare these words to the people. So I read, the Lord, hear the word of Yahweh. All you men of Judah who enter these gates to worship the Lord, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words, saying, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. You see, they had this song, boy. They thought they were in the right place, so God would be pleased, but their hearts were not in the right place. For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly execute justice one with another, if you do not oppress the neighbor, the sojourner, the fatherless, or the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own harm, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers forever. But behold, you trust in deceptive words. To no avail will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, making offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that have not known, and then come and stand here before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these things, all these abominations. This is what the people are doing, boy. They'd go into the temple believe they were fine with God even in the middle of their sin. Is this the same in your day, boy? Has this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I myself have seen it, says the Lord. Go now to my place that was in Shiloh where my name was dwelling at the first and see what I did to it because of the evil of my people. And now because you have done all these things, declares the Lord, when I spoke to you persistently, you did not listen. And when I called, you did not answer. Therefore, I will go to the house that is called by my name and which you trust, to the place that I gave to you and to your fathers, as I did to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I cast out all your kinsmen, all the offspring of Ephraim. Oh, boy, do you know what happened in Shiloh? Do you know that story, boy? Do you know that story? You don't?
What a shame. Oh. You see, the 10 tribes to the north, that were the divided kingdom, they didn't want to travel all the way down to Jerusalem to the temple to worship God. And so they set up a place of worship in a place called Shiloh. And there they said they would worship God, but it became a place of pagan idolatry. They worshiped Baal there. They cut themselves before these false gods. They would throw their babies in the belly of Molech to incinerate them in an act of worship to these gods. And so God pronounced judgment on all the people, and he destroyed Shiloh. And then God said he would do the same to Jerusalem, because the people would hear what I would say, but not hear with their hearts. You can hear so many things with your ears and not with your heart. You must hear with your heart and obey what God has said. To be faithful to the faithful God, because he is watching over his word to perform it. Everything that God said has come to pass, boy. You can trust in him. You can believe in him. Even when ridiculed and criticized and scorned. And God said, I want you to take a waistband, clean linen, pure white, clean linen, and wrap it around your waist like this. Oh, to be like my people would, pure and spotless, clean before my eyes. And then God said, show this to the people. They need illustrations too. And take it all the way to the Euphrates River and place it there. And tuck it into the river, sewer line, and leave it there. And after some days, tell the people what you're doing. You are pure, beautiful in my sight, clean in heart and following God's ways. But now, return to the shoreline and take the linen cloth out, and you see it is soiled, useless, totally worthless, destroyed. Thus it is with my people. Boy, when I was your age, Manasseh was king. 5 kings and 1 pathetic governor I've lived through. Manasseh was wicked and cruel, idol worshiper. And the people turned their hearts with him rather than with Yahweh. But then good King Josiah came as a young man, became king over Judah. And I was born to a family of priests in Anathoth, the son of Hilkiah. And we were so thankful that Josiah was leading God's people in reform, and he was opening the book of the law and guiding people into worship righteously at the temple and tearing down these places of false gods. But the people were not listening with their hearts. They were just hearing with their ears. And suddenly, King Josiah was not as good of a parent as he was a king. You parents out there, are you as good of a parent as you are a carpenter, a farmer, a bean counter, or as you might say, a deacon or a pastor? You see, King Josiah's sons, they would rule later and would lead the people down a spiral of darkness. Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, that one's easy to remember because he always had his chin up, self-centered Jehoiachin. Everything was about him, everything he could squeeze out of the people. And then there was Zedekiah, whose name means God is righteous, and yet he did not follow God's way. Even he threw me in a cistern later to die. And then when God's judgment poured out on us, he ran out of town trying to escape, and his children were slaughtered before him, and they gouged his eyes out as he saw it all. God is faithful over his word to perform it. Then God said, I want you to take a yoke. Oh, can you hold this for me, boy? Thank you, thank you. Take the yoke and put it over your neck. And walk through the city and declare, the Babylonians are going to destroy you. You will lose all land and property and all measure of prosperity. You say, peace, peace, but there is no peace, for judgment is coming, and the yoke of slavery will be around your neck for 70 years. Oh, they did not like that, boy. Oh, no. They said, you're a traitor, Jeremiah. Treason. They wanted me dead. And then they tried to bribe me. They said, if you just shut up, we will give you wealth, a place in the palace, along with all those other prophets. That would just give the king what he wanted to hear. But I could not shut up, because it was like fire in my bones that I must proclaim what God had said. All that he would say would come to pass. They must hear it, no matter how much the people longed for me to shut up or threatened me or bribed me. I would not hear it, for they needed to hear the word of God, no matter the cost. Oh. Boy. You people like this do not want to hear the word of truth, do they? Beware of the deception that people would rather be in the house of entertainment or appeasement or pleasure rather than in the house of God. That such, when God's truth is most needed, is the time when it is most unappreciated and scorned. Don't forget that. The time when God's truth is most needed is when it is most unappreciated and scorned. But we must go forward proclaiming it, unashamed, for God is faithful. Will we be faithful to the faithful God? Will you? And then God said, from youthful, then I was doubtful, especially when thrown in the bottom of the cistern. God said, I got a message for you. After I aired my complaint to God, I thought it was a good complaint. It sounded very good at the time, boy. I said, righteous are you, O Lord, when I complain to you. I thought that sounded good, you? Yet I would plead my case before you. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all who are treacherous thrive? Do you see that in your day? Huh? You plant them and they take root. They grow and produce fruit. You are near in their mouth but far from their heart. But you, O Yahweh, know me. You see me and test my heart toward you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and set them apart for the day of slaughter. How long will the land mourn and the grass of every field wither for the evil of those who dwell in it? The beasts and the birds are swept away because they said, he will not see a latter end. See, the people believed that they could go on living, worshiping Moloch and Baal and despising God's truth with immorality and vain glory, and God would not deal with them. And then God responded to my complaint. If you have raced with man on foot and they have wearied you, how will you compete with the horses? He's saying it's gonna get worse, boy.
And if in a safe land you are so trusting, what will you do in the thicket of Jordan? You don't say thicket, do you? The jungle of Jordan. It's going to get worse. The people would not listen. I would go on and proclaim God's truth. And then God continued, for even your brothers and the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. They are in full cry after you. Do not believe them, though they speak friendly words to you. You see, my own family turned against me. My family of priests, my own father, Hilkiah. And they tried to say, just shut up, just give in, just quit. And we'll give you an easy, comfortable end. But I could not. I could not shut up. For we must be faithful to the God who is faithful. And then God said, go to the potter's house where they make pottery. And watch the potter work. Yes. See how he's folding and molding the clay in his hand. And oh, be like my people, Judah, that I'm shaping and molding them to make a beautiful, useful piece. And yet the clay spoils in the potter's hands, and so he smashes it back together to reform it, to amend it, to make it a useful, beautiful piece. And God's word to his people was, if you amend your ways, if you become malleable again in my hand, if you allow me to shape you, if you bend to my truth, to conform you to my ways instead of the wicked, evil ways of the immoral pagan people, then I will make you a beautiful, useful piece for the master's use. They heard my words, boy, but they did not obey. They did not hear with their heart. And so God said, go again and take a piece of pottery, something that is useful and beautiful, and say to the people, because you have not heard, because you have not listened, because you bow to Baal instead of Yahweh, because you run rampant with knowing all wickedness and lies, and you run after lies instead of running after the truth, so I will destroy you just as this pottery. Destruction forever. Everything God said came true, boy. Everything. He is watching over his word to perform it. It was from youthful to doubtful. But by God's chesed, his loyal, unending, always and forever, unstoppable love towards his people, God poured out hope in my heart through his faithfulness, because just as sure as judgment came, so also God's plan and restoration, his promise, will come. I believe it because I've seen the judgment, so also will restoration come. And he gave me another word to read. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell securely. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. The Messiah, the Messiah. Don't fall asleep, boy. Don't fall asleep. This is not Zedekiah who threw me in a cistern. This is someone else, boy. Though I was youthful and doubtful, God, by his grace, produced a man who was hopeful no matter the spit and the scorn, no matter the words raged against me.
God is faithful. Will you be faithful to the faithful God? Then God said, I have another promise for you. Yeah, I want you to stand. I want you to stand, you two out there. Yeah, you stand. Stand for the word of God. See, this promise is for all. God said this with tears in my eyes. God said, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant, a new promise with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant. This is the promise that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, in their heart. I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, know Yahweh. No, but instead, this is what they shall say. They shall all know me, from the least to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their sin, their iniquity. I will remember their sin no more. You may sit down, boy. Yes, sit down. Though our sins are many, his mercy through his promise to the Mashiach, the Messiah, will come and erase our sins that have come up before God's face, and justice and righteousness will rule and reign over the house of Israel. For just as judgment came, so also will restoration come. You can count on it, boy. You can count on it to be faithful to the faithful God. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give them what they want. Give them what they need. Proclaim his truth. In my lamentation, I wrote these words. This I recall to mind. Therefore I have hope that the Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease. His mercies never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Though today in your time, boy, people may flock to wickedness. They may want you to shut up. They may promise the palace to you if you would just follow their ways and say what they want to hear. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give them what they want, because God is faithful. You be faithful to the faithful God. And a beautiful day is coming when peace and righteousness and justice will rule over the land, and our King is coming. Our King is coming. I hear that these words that I penned in my lamentation, this other scroll that Baruch penned for me, because my eyes are too old, that it was put to song. I want you to all stand in and sing this song with me. Yes, I think you know it. Sing this as a profession of faith in who God is. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail. Sing it to the Lord. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Do you believe that, boy? Sing it. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning,
New mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Summer and winter, sing it.
Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and
great is your faithfulness.
Great is
hallelujah.
He's faithful. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, in my morning.
Every word he's watching over to perform it.
All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
And pardon for sin.
Pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beasts.
Sing in worship.
Great is.
Sing it from your heart.
Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Would you go with your knees, if you are able, go with your knees, all of you, boy, yes, go to your knees. Because I have heard that another servant of God in your time, he has instructed a young pastor, Timothy, that a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine but want their ears tickled. The same is true in your day as it was in mine. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give them what they want. Give them what they need. God's truth. He is faithful over his word, and he will be faithful to his people. So be faithful to the faithful God. O Lord God Most High, we have seen your faithfulness throughout all ages, that you have performed your word and will perform your word just as you promised, that you brought just judgment upon Israel, upon Judah, upon your tribes of people, that they, in their immorality and their wickedness, will repent and turn back to you who is faithful. And we have seen and heard your promises of the Messiah who would come to establish justice and righteousness and peace. And today we profess that we bow not only our mouths and our heads before you, but our hearts before you, for we have heard your word and we will obey you. We will turn to you. We will allow your conviction to enter our ears and sink down into our lives, that you would be glorified through us. And where our hope is not in prosperity or in nation, but in Christ, this Messiah that you promised, and in his coming kingdom, in which we will live and dwell forever, as you have promised. To you, O Lord, be all glory and majesty and dominion and authority before all time, now and forevermore, and all God's people redeemed. Say amen, amen, amen.